Yeah.
Blog Talk Radio.
On What Stupid Is On the Air. IWS, exposing the stupid, 24/7 on the web, 45/2 on the radio. On with Stupid is on the air.
Madam J, take it away.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matman coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, a mere few hundred miles away, the hottest pundit this side of SE Cup, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, and welcome. And you know what? I don't think her name is really SE Cup. That's just, she made that up.
Well, yeah, probably. And she can do whatever she wants.
Yeah, I guess so.
So how's things going down there, J-Man?
Oh, Just swell. Just tremendous. Wonderful.
That's good.
Not bad. How are things going up there?
Oh, just swell. Ta-ring. Ha-ha! See what I did there? It's hot up here, Jay. It is hot. Woo! Oh,
well, thank goodness for air conditioning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially one that's temperamental, Jay.
Is your air not working?
What, do you mean currently or 10 minutes from now? Because we never know.
Oh, well, currently.
Currently it is.
Oh, well, okay then.
And then as soon as it's done running, you know, it'll shut off. And, you know, next time you'll hear the little click for it to start up. And all that's coming out of the vent is a heaping ass of heartache. There's just nothing there. I guess it gets tired or sad.
Yeah. It's being asked a little too much of.
Yes. Now, as it's, you know, close to 50 years old, I guess it's a little tired.
Yeah. And when you hit about 50, you start thinking about retirement.
Exactly.
Thinking about slowing down, taking it easy. Yeah.
Kind of sliding into that role.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that this air conditioning unit, which goes out multiple times during the summer, and they have to come up and tinker with it for a while till they get it running again.
Uh-huh.
I mean, God forbid they should just replace the damn thing after all these years.
I think our palatial digs are managed by the same property company, Jay.
Yeah. Now, when I lived in the hood there in Springfield, Missouri, there, you know, the Westgate apartments over on the east side?
Yes.
We had one of those little wall unit air conditioning things, and when mine went out, about 10 minutes later, the maintenance guy was there with another one, and he just took that one out, put the other one in, and was on his way.
Hmm. Well,
took it back to their shop, tinkered with it, and put it in somebody else's apartment.
Yeah, of course.
Which was fine with me, you know, whatnot.
Yeah. As long as you're nice and cool.
Right. So, I'm sure that the drug dealers and hookers had good working air conditioners too, because you want to keep them happy.
Oh, yeah. You want to keep the temperatures down and the profits up.
That's right.
So we got a lot of ground to cover today.
We do. There's a lot going on in the world. A lot of stupid people out there doing stupid things.
Yes. And some of them, who we love, are in the chat room right now. We got a couple guests. And fresh from her fake accounting meeting, Dana Lou's in the house.
Hola, Dana Lou. You'll have to make it, and I'm sure that here in about, let's see, I'm sure in about 14 minutes, Mr. Vinny Bond will show up.
Well, of course, he likes to show up during the live feed right at the end just to get his cursory shout out for his show.
Just to get credit for being here.
Yes. Speaking of shout-outs, I have a couple. A shout-out to the two of our biggest fans and who prop our ratings up by listening every day, the lovely Schmoopster, who's currently in day four of being, as we say, under the weather.
Shout-out to Schmoopalicious.
And anyone who knows her knows what I'm talking about. And then a shout-out to the lovely Miss C, who listens to us twice a day on different devices, who was brutally and callously attacked and cyberbullied this week.
Yes, by a person who I would say is not a very nice person. See, I was almost going to use a very, very nasty word to describe the attacker.
Yes.
But then at the last second, I pulled back. I showed some restraint.
Because you're above that. You're an adult.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm a very mature person.
She's slowly coming out of her traumatization of her initial and first ever at the tender age of 40 of a cyberbullying incident.
Yeah. But, of course, when you said that she was cyberbullied, I went back and I waded through your Facebook page looking for the entry that happened on, and I had already guessed who it was who showed up and decided to run their West Coast mouth. The one who always shows up in those similar threads. Not saying that I dislike this person, just saying we've had a couple of encounters.
Yeah.
I haven't been pleasant.
But with that being said, you know who is a pleasant person, J-Man?
Who's that?
Mitt Romney, baby.
Yeah, and have you looked at the switchboard?
Oh, my. Yes, I see that. Well, we'll give him a try and see what's going on here. 937, you're with Stupid.
Oh, how you old boys are doing today?
We're fine. How are you?
God.
Oh, very good. You know who this is?
Who?
Who this is? You who are you?
Who?
Walk. You guys forget Walk already. I cannot believe I thought we were friends.
What are you up today? Up to today,
now,
Walk?
What have we ever done to give you that impression?
Oh, you will let me call you show and use you up for free.
Oh, well, we have to let you call. I mean, this is America, man.
Well, you know, last time I called you, I was starting a business called a wishy-washy Wally Mac. Remember?
Yes.
Well, you do a very, very, very clean job. You're very good. I do one business, I might try another business. They had this new thing called seal coat. We seal coat these driveways. You know what I talk about?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, big money, big money. We only do it in the summertime, though, because in the winter, you can't do it.
Oh, no, you can't seal coat in the winter.
Oh, no, 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 no. You can't even buy the seal coat. But I know nothing about it, so I hired this guy who said he was very good about doing things when it comes to seal coat.
Well, I hope he's very brief, too.
Oh, very brave. I call him a foreman. You know what a foreman is?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's what I hired him to be, is my foreman, and make you sell these jobs. So I'll let you talk to him, and maybe you give us a special. If we allow people call you show, we give them great deal. So here, I'll let you let him explain the deal, okay?
2 seconds.
Hey, how are you guys doing? Yeah, Mr. Walker just made one very, very, very good opportunity for everybody that's listening to your show today. I'm going to do it our driveway for half the price I normally do it for. Normally we get $1,000 to fill in your cracks and paint the damn thing that they call the seal coat. But for all your listeners are out there today, the first two callers that call in and want their seal coat done today, now it's just today, remind you, we can do it for $750.
Well, that's fantastic, and we appreciate that. And so those two callers can call in and be the first. We're going to have to let you go there.
All righty. You guys have a great day.
All right.
Don't work too hard.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.
All right. Thanks for calling the I'm with Stupid Party line.
Oh, God.
If anyone else out there has a public service they'd like to provide the public and anything to sell, anything like that, call us up.
At 661-244-9852. That's 661-244-9852.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, I'd just like to point out, I'm not the one who took that call. All right.
Unfortunately, I'm under some pressure to take those calls. But anyway, Mitt Romney, that's a pleasant man right there, J-Man.
Yep, Mitt Romney. Maybe a little surprised by modern technology. But,
you think?
Yep, all around great guy. Seemed he got quite a kick out of the touchscreen ordering device at a sandwich shop.
Yeah, he did. And fortunately for us and for all of you, we have a live audio stream of that. So let's get right to that.
Right.
By the way, where do you get your hoagies here? Do you get them at Wawa's? Is that what you get them? Well, I went to a place today called Wawa's. You ever been to Wawa's? Anybody been there? Some people don't. I'm sorry. I know it's a very big state divided, but we went to Wawa's. I was at Wawa's. I wanted to order a sandwich. You press a touch tone keypad, all right? You just touch that, and you know the sandwich comes in. You touch this, touch this, touch this. Go pay the cashier. There's your sandwich. It's amazing.
It's incredible.
It's fantastic.
It's just incredible. And you know what? I tell you, and I share his amazement because just the other day, I pulled into this little drive-in restaurant place.
Yeah.
And I pushed a little red button, and the magic box began speaking to me.
Wow.
And then I spoke into the magic box what I wanted for my lunch. And then a couple minutes later, a nice young lady brought it out to my car. Can you believe that?
Damn. I don't know if we have anything like that up here.
No.
Phew.
I've heard tales of places where people speak into the clown's nose and get their lunch.
Well, I do have some experience with that myself, because at the beer mine, our scanner is on the outside. I can stand there by the car and scan everything. And it rings up and people go, "That is amazing."
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
Maybe the Mitster should come to the beer mine.
Maybe. Yeah, and then he then also told the story, a pretty far-fetched one, but he told the story of a young guy who works back there in the kitchen, who took this stuff. It was like a can that had chicken broth and pasta shaped like stars and little baby chicken chunks in it.
Really?
He poured it into a cup, and he put it into this fancy box. And he turned the box on for a minute and a half, and then, ta-da, he had soup.
You're kidding me.
Oh.
Whoa.
Yeah. And then they showed him a machine that all you have to do is put coffee grinds and water in, and next thing you know, you have a pot of coffee.
That is amazing.
Yeah, and of course he always thought coffee came from a black man wearing a white coat.
using this steel kind of crap kind of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that actually I'm just joking. He doesn't drink coffee. He doesn't like to be seen with anything black or brown. So.
Oh. And of course, being the true Mormon that he is, he has to avoid caffeine.
Oh, yeah, of course he does.
So, that kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Which is amazing in itself, being the vivacious self that he is, that he can be that excited and without any aids like that.
Yeah, and he's a pretty high-energy guy for a no-caffeine kind of guy.
Yeah.
I think that ought to be investigated a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's like, you know, shooting up with some synthetic caffeine or something.
Yes. Just because Mormons have to avoid caffeine, I don't think it says anywhere in the Book of Mormon that they have to avoid meth.
That's right.
Not that we're saying.
But, you know, no, that we're saying that he does take it. We're just saying that, you know, he could. I mean, if he wanted to.
If he wanted to. Yes. He's also a very funny guy.
Yeah, well, you know, in fairness to Mitt, though, he was trying to make a point that that was the kind of innovation and brilliant stuff you find in the private sector.
Right.
Whereas in the government sector, you know, you don't find anything like that.
No.
Other than every single government program that you ever apply for, you do so online. But, you know, it's... Not to concern yourself with, the government isn't, you know, doesn't have that kind of thing going on.
No. And plus, you know, all the YF-22s and the nuclear aircraft carriers, they were all built due to the private sector initiative.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
So it was always a good point.
And then he claimed that to fill out a change of address form, you have to fill out 33 pages, which is, of course, 32 pages more than it really is. But, you know, who's counting?
Yeah.
I mean, I've read 17 times, and it's just a little postcard. And you can do that online, too, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. It's crazy shit.
I know. I think perhaps he was just saying all that tongue-in-cheek, because he's a witty guy.
Got a great sense of humor.
Yeah. Loves Betty Ford jokes.
And who doesn't?
Who doesn't love a good Betty Ford joke?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, comparing your wife's horse hobby to people who are addicted to drugs and alcohol is, you know.
Yeah.
That's a great little comparison. I liked it.
Yeah. It was witty. It was charming. It was real. It was like the time, I forget, I think I heard this somewhere. I remember one time he was telling one reporter that he's so smart, the only difference between him and Stephen Hawking is, and I quote, that wheelchair and that funny voice box thing.
Hi-oh!
Thanks for working with me there, BTR.
Yeah, of course. He was doing an interview Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no, no. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, I think I heard him in an interview the other day, too. He had another. Oh, my God. It was drop down funny. Drop dead funny. He said, you know, I got this one son of mine, and, you know, he's giggling, and because he, you know, paternal love. He is so smart, but physically, he just moves so slow that the only time he'd appear to be moving quickly is if he was in a foot race with quadriplegics.
Hi-yo! Hi-yo!
Yeah, I couldn't believe I heard him say that.
Oh, no, that's amazing. Well, I guess you saw, speaking of Mitt, it's time for Obama to start preparing for the debates.
True, yeah.
And I guess you saw that he has asked John Kerry to play the role of Mitt Romney in the debate prep.
I did see that.
And what I love about that is Mitt and John are the only ones who don't see the humor in this. Everybody's rolling around laughing, and Mitt and John are both like, well, what's so funny? What's so funny?
I don't find it funny. I think it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, you know, Kerry asked Obama straight up, he said, you know, what prompted you to ask me to do this? And Obama was like, well, you know, we needed a extremely wealthy, out-of-touch, effeminate, French-speaking, boring-as-hell white guy, and I don't know, somebody threw your name out there.
See, I don't see it like that. I see John Kerry and Mitt Romney coming up through the ranks, that same blue-collar work ethic.
Coming from the streets.
Coming from the streets. Bringing that charm and excitement, you got to be prepared for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, what they really needed, he just needed somebody else who could speak French, like Mitt can.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's where he spent Vietnam, by the way, I believe. Wasn't he in France? I believe he was knocking on doors in France.
He was knocking on doors in France, yeah. He was knocking on doors and saying, I would like to... I'd like to tell you about my religion and explain why the war in Vietnam is the right thing to do.
Right. He was trying to keep, you know, the Vietnam-era Vichy French at bay.
Exactly.
Or in his case, probably the Vichy Sois French at bay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and then I was reading an article where Ann Romney, who is a riot in her own right.
Oh, yeah.
Ann Romney said that that she and Mitt would not be taking anywhere near as many overseas vacations as the Obamas have during their presidency. And what I really loved is in the final paragraph of that article,
mm-hmm.
It said, President Obama hasn't taken any overseas vacations.
Well,
so the Romneys will show them. They'll take negative vacations.
Now, if you ask Palin, she would disagree with that because they went overseas to Hawaii.
Right. Well, and they went to Martha's Vineyard. That's an island, right?
Yeah, well, so there you go.
The chat room's gone quiet. Nothing much happening in there.
No, could be a BTR thing. But then again,
Dana may be pretending to work or something. I don't know.
They could all be traumatized by Walk's call. So
they could be a little. I am.
Exactly. Okay. But
right.
If you'd like to call in before we lose the live stream, you can call in at 661-244 because... there's something else that's happened this week that is...
You want to do that number again real quick?
Sure. 661-244-9852. I forgot the 9852, didn't I? I was distracted.
We have one of those special numbers.
It's only 6 digits long.
Well, what it is, you know, the austerity. Everybody had to lose one number off their phone number.
Yeah, we're trying to cut back.
Cutbacks everywhere. All right. So, Matt, have you seen the Adidas Shackles?
That's the key. Yes, I have.
They introduced and unintroduced these shoes. Yeah, Dana, Vinny should be here any minute now.
Yeah, he will be. He's got a couple minutes yet.
So anyway, if you hadn't seen them, folks, you need to do a Google search for Adidas Shackles, a pair of basketball shoes, sneakers, whatever you want to call them. And they have on them a leather set of shackles. And, you know, how does this shoe go from conception all the way to production without anybody once saying, hold on, guys, maybe we should think about this for a second?
Why?
Anybody ever say, you know, this could evoke images of slavery? I just want to throw it out there, just as an idea. Just think about it for a second. Or did they do that and everybody looked around and went, no, well, no, it's good.
I thought it was just art. I didn't see the racial undertones in any of that.
Well, you know, you'd think at least maybe one of the 10-year-old kids in China who was manufacturing the thing would have noticed. I just spoke up.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe, you know, I mean, I'm sure their plant there has a little suggestion box like everyone I've ever worked in had. So, you know, they could have just, you know, wrote it down, you know, shoe looks like slavery to me, and put it in the box. I don't know.
I mean, if it was slavery, it would have been steel shackles. Now, come on. The shoe looks quite comfortable. Leather, little rubber comfort around the shackle. I mean, that's pleasant.
Huh. Well, see, Dana said she thought prison, not slavery. And prison is a far more pleasant thought right there.
That is.
And it's nowhere near as offensive to the African Americans that they market that shoe to. Not at all.
No. Although I would love to see. Oh, never mind. I did hear old Jesse Jackson chimed in on that issue, and
oh yes, he did.
Yeah, I couldn't understand what he was saying. You know, I agree, blah, 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 blah. But I'm sure he was against it.
Undoubtedly. And then, of course, the Reverend Al Sharpton pointed out that Adidas has now got blueberry all over their face. So, anyway, that was a great moment in marketing history there for Adidas. Let's make shoes aimed at the African American community with shackles.
You know, the thing I don't get, aside from someone catching that, why didn't someone just catch the fact that that shoe is ugly as hell?
Well, that too. I guess that part's never slowed them down. If you,
well,
if you looked at a lot of the shoes out there, they probably just say, hey, ugly's not a problem.
Yeah, just make it. Don't buy it.
Quit coming to me with all these complaints about ugly shoes. That's what we do here.
And as we mentioned prior to the show, Jay, our air conditioning here in the digs just kicked on, made that nice electrical sound, and, well, nothing.
All right. So Matt's going to have to sweat it out for the final 15 minutes of the show here.
That's right. But being the dedicated professional that I am, I shall.
All right. And if you're listening live, You'll have to come back and listen to the final 15 minutes because we're going to talk Adam Carolla and why women are not funny.
Yep, that's what he says. Do we agree or not? I don't know. You'll have to come back and listen.
Yeah. Well, it's a tough question. There's, you know, I think it's open to discussion.
Open for debate.
Yep. Yeah. In fact, I'll just go ahead and go to this. Here's what Adam Carolla said. Dudes are funnier than chicks. And that sounds pretty scientific right there.
Oh, yes, it does.
I mean, he's clearly thought this through and done a little a scientific analysis of this situation here. And then he says that women are always the least funny members of various writing staffs. He says, they make you hire a certain number of chicks. If my daughter has a mediocre sense of humor, I'm just going to tell her, be a staff writer for a sitcom. They have to hire you and they can't really fire you. You don't have to produce much. It'll be awesome. Okay. And then he goes on to say that it's like choosing a basket. Oh, this is a good line right here, too.
Yes, it is.
It's like choosing a basketball team. You'll take a brother over the guy with the yarmulke. Why? Because you're just playing the odds. When it comes to comedy, there's Sarah Silverman, Tina Fey, Kathy Griffin, super funny chicks. Well, Kathy Griffin isn't that funny.
No.
But you're just playing the odds. I mean, if Joy Behar and Sherry Shepherd were dudes, and they are, they'd be off TV. They're not funny enough for dudes. What if Roseanne Barr was a dude? What if Roseanne Barr was a dude? Let's just talk about that for a minute.
Well, there wouldn't be much difference right there.
Yeah, why did he use Roseanne instead of Rosie O'Donnell?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, somebody found our blog yesterday looking for a search term, Rosie O'Donnell is sexy. And I blame you for that.
Oh, my God. Well, I'll take that blame because that's just disgusting. And we need to find this person and hunt them down.
Before they reproduce.
Exactly.
So anyway, that's Adam Carolla's take on women not as funny as men. And he does have a point here. It's not really that women aren't funny. It's that they're a different kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, by different kind, I mean you don't laugh as much.
That was pretty good.
I just made that up. I know.
Very good.
Spot. Well, a woman couldn't have done that. But, you know, I mean, that women constantly, you know, men, you know, they men kind of, you know, they cover a lot of different areas with their humor, whereas women mostly focus on vagina jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Once you've seen a couple of vaginas, you've pretty much seen them all, and once you've heard a couple of vagina jokes, you've pretty much heard them all.
Yes. Time to step their game up. And that's initially what I thought, too, when I saw that in fact, it was Adam Carolla who came out with that statement because, you know, Adam Carolla telling someone they're not funny, well, hell. That's like me telling someone, hey, you're not in very good shape.
It's like me telling someone, you probably ought to drop a couple of pounds.
Yeah. Hey, George Clooney. George Clooney is not a sexy man. I'm telling you. I know sexy.
That's like us telling people, you know, you probably ought to just, you know, take it easy on the alcohol a little.
Exactly. Look at yourself. You're making a fool of yourself.
You're getting drunk and you're going on Twitter and picking fights with people. My God.
Over chocolate milk, no less. Get a hold of yourself, man.
Is that what your life has come to? Oh, wait a minute. Let's get this back on track.
Okay. Sorry.
We get criticized enough in the media. We don't need to help them. Okay. anyway, out of Corolla telling other people they're not funny, that's like Dana telling people that they're just a little too blunt.
You know, I'm sad that you said that. And the only reason I'm sad is because I was getting ready to say that.
Sorry. Well, as long as Dana knows that was coming from both of us.
So there you go.
Yeah. So anyway, there are funny women out there. It's unfortunately they're hard to find.
They are.
Not because there's so few of them, but because apparently the TV executives think that Whitney Cummings and Chelsea Handler are funny. And force them on us. I'm not saying that I wouldn't mind having Whitney and Chelsea forced on me physically a little bit, but I'm just saying, entertainment wise, I could do without.
Correct. Well, they have talent, just a different kind of talent that doesn't include comedy.
Yeah. There's certain parts of them I'm impressed with.
Yes.
Just not their sense of humor so much.
I didn't like the fact that Adam had to drag Sarah in there. Even though in a quasi-positive light, you don't mess with Sarah Silverman.
No.
No.
In fact, he may find that out.
He will, yes. And I bet she'll be wearing a yarmulke, too, when she does it.
And she may do a couple of little crossover dribble moves in front of him just for the fun of it.
Or just say, hey, Adam, how's that career going?
Nah. Well, he does have a pretty successful podcast.
Yeah. Podcast.
I mean,
ooh.
No.
Holy
losers
do podcasts.
Exactly. He has a pretty good podcast. Oh, you mean he sits in a room in his house and yaks into a headset? on the internet? Oh, man,
ooh, big time, Adam.
No, that's not true. He is extraordinarily successful. He's going to be on stage with Dennis Miller this summer.
God.
There you go, buddy. Criticize that.
You got a good point there.
It's Adam Carolla and Dennis Miller, A Night of Laugh.
Those two together remind me of Mussolini and Hitler at Vukenbold, baby. Oh, God. Jesus Christ, is Mike Bova going to open up for him?
I hope so.
Oh, my God.
That'd be the most hilarious part of the night.
Well, it would.
Yeah.
Wow. The can't miss show of the summer.
All right. All right, let's see. What else have we got on the list?
Had more than that. I thought we had a lot of ground to cover.
There's lots of updates this morning that Jerry Sandusky will not take the witness stand in his trial, which, why not, Jerry? You've been so good so far.
That's right.
I mean, you were brilliant in that Bob Costas interview.
Yes, I was.
When he asked you if you like little boys, and you were like, well,
kinda.
It's like that's the kind of question most people don't pause and think about very long. But
I was waiting for him to say, is that so wrong?
Define like.
your impending loss of your Jerry Sandusky sandcastle, J-Man.
Yeah, well, things are going to happen time to time.
And if you would like to know what we're talking about, you can check that out and check out your summer horoscope and how Jay claims that the Food Network sucks. Full of nothing but salt and douchebags, according to Jay. And you can check all that out at iwsradio.blogspot.com.
Yep, salty douchebags. That's all they got.
Yep.
Have you watched it lately? You wouldn't believe the amount of salt they toss into everything. It's outrageous. I think they all have stock in Lipitor, and they're just trying to drive up everybody's blood pressure.
There you go. And diversify. They also, their other half of their portfolio is in Morton's.
Yeah.
I've cut way back on salt. I used to be a salt freak. I don't use it nearly as much.
I should use less, but I use less than they do.
I never watch it anymore. I commented on your excellent post today. I do like watching Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives for the food, but Guy Fieri is an
Guy Fieri.
Yeah. Almost sounds like Jesse Jackson talking when, you know,
yeah. What an idiot.
Although I think, Jay, Guy might have something to say about your post tomorrow. I don't know.
No, he might, huh?
It's too early in the day.
Yeah. Well, it's a free country. Guy would like to respond.
Yeah.
If his spiky blonde hair would like to respond, then...
He is rad.
Yeah, yes, he is. He got his Ferrari stolen.
Oh, he did.
Yes, somebody stole his Ferrari.
That's a shame.
A few months ago. Yeah, wrecked it. Whatever.
So they stole Fieri's Ferrari. That is terrible.
Uh-huh. All right. And, of course, don't forget, we'll be on again on Sunday.
Yes, we will.
At high noon.
Yeah.
Talking about God knows what.
Whatever it is, it's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
It's going
to
be
awesome. Oh, yeah, we were going to talk about...
Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No,
I was going to say we were going to talk about Roger Clemens today, too, but...
Oh, that's right.
Who fucking cares?
Yeah. Only he.
Nah.
I'm one of the...
I hate Roger Clemens, but I could care less about steroids in baseball, so...
Especially care less about Congress investigating it.
I know. Well, you got to have priorities. You got to go after sports figures, and there's just no time to investigate Wall Street types who blew a $12 trillion hole in our economy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, like we said, Sunday, noon, be there,
yeah,
be here.
Because we promise it's going to be at least, well, almost as funny as the Dennis Miller Adam Carolla Roadshow.
Almost.
Yes. However, not nearly as intellectual because, you know, Dennis Miller's involved.
Ew. It may not have all those clever references,
you know,
to historic events and what
right,
have you.
Like,
but,
yeah, like the, you know, mentioning the Battle of Hastings in 1016.
Exactly.
Throw that in there.
Yeah, where Colonel Jackson defeated Napoleon.
Mm-hmm. I think that was at the Battle of the Bulge, actually.
So. Now, we just napalmed the shit out of the Bulge, didn't we?
Yeah, yes, we did.
All right. So we got less than a minute. Thanks to everybody for listening.
Yep. Thanks. And thanks to Walk, I guess, for calling in.
I guess. Yeah. Yeah,
right.
Great call.
Yeah, always. I'll see you on the air Sunday then, J-Man.
All righty then. Stay cool.
Yep.